This is Michael Clark on ABC North Queensland.
Hello, on this Thursday, it is the 24th of February. Thank you, Sabra. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow with more AM. And remember, you can listen back to the program at any time on the ABC Listen app, and you can listen back to our local shows by simply going to our website, abc.net.au/NorthQLD. Well, you might be heading off to work right now and thinking you have an interesting job. We're going to hear from someone with a very interesting job in just a moment. A real estate agent who is not just selling a house or an apartment, but trying to sell an iconic part of North Queensland. Something that we've driven past many, many times, and perhaps you've stopped in to enjoy a refreshing ice cream, something cool at the Frosty Mango. The for sale sign has been on for a while now. So what's involved in trying to sell it, and who's expressing some interest? We'll hear from the real estate agent soon. Also, a perspective from an Australian who is living in Ukraine at the moment, not far from those disputed territories where we're seeing Russian activity. What's it like for him going about his day-to-day business? And you might enjoy listening to me on the radio, but what if you actually want to be on the radio yourself? Or search for all those stations all around the world? We're going to catch up with the team at the Amateur Radio Club soon. You might be listening to me right now on the ABC Listen app, the latest technology to get you your radio fix. But maybe you're a bit old school when it comes to your radio listening. Perhaps you've got the big, large radio. You've had it for years. You've got the wireless. You turn it on and enjoy it. The look of it there on the shelf can be really special. And maybe you go a step further and you're actually involved in working with radios, and maybe even putting your voice on the radio and sharing that passion with other people. For a long time now, the Townsville Amateur Radio Club has been providing that connection for people who love all of those opportunities when it comes to being on the wireless. Gavin Rybelt is with the Radio Club, and he's with us today as part of our series with the Townsville Community Information Centre, Do You Know Townsville?, where we find out what makes Townsville such an interesting place, including for radio lovers. Gavin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, g'day, Michael. Very well, thanks, and g'day to the listeners.
Now, where did your passion for radio begin?
Oh, way, way back when I was a teenager. Someone put a receiver in front of me, and I got hooked straight away.
Were you one of those kids that, you know, sitting up late at night and fiddling with the dial so that you could hear stations all around the world?
Oh, yes, indeedy so. Many a midnight session done listening to faraway stations.
Now, maybe that for a lot of kids, they had that, and that was a bit of a hobby or, you know, something they did when they were young. But that continued later for you, and that's the case for everyone who loves amateur radio. Tell us about what your club does.
Well, the Townsville Amateur Radio Club, providing a bit of a venue for everybody to meet up and talk technology, radio, and everything else. The club also holds assessment sessions for people who want to get their amateur radio license. We provide a bit of communication support from time to time for organisations who hold events that don't normally have mobile phone coverage, and socialise as well. And our members experiment in through the wonderful world of amateur radio.
And that experimentation must be a lot of fun. What sorts of things do you do?
Well, it's a very varied hobby, amateur radio. You can get involved on the air from anything from Morse code right up to the latest modes of operating, which use computers and techniques that are also used to communicate with faraway satellites.
Oh, wow.
So, a big mix.
That's really interesting too that you mentioned that, because I think when we often talk about amateur radio, we might think of, you know, ham radio operators, people who use, you know, the nuts and bolts to put everything together. But how do you incorporate modern technology now into what you do?
It normally involves hooking a computer up to a radio and running software which you can tweak the way you want it to do, and communicate locally, internationally, or even into outer space. There's an amateur radio station on the International Space Station. They're currently in repeater mode, so people are trying to talk through it as it appears in their sky for about 6 minutes and goes away again.
Fantastic. As you say, it's in repeater mode at the moment, but has anyone ever talked back from the space station?
Oh, yes, indeed so. There's a program called Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, which concentrates on linking astronauts and cosmonauts, who are licensed radio amateurs from the Gander space, with schools around the world. There's a few Australian schools that have been the benefits of that program, and very interested to listen into some of the questions that the students ask the astronauts, or kind of mundane on Earth, but they take a different tilt in outer space.
I bet they do, and I bet a lot of them relate to going to the toilet, do they?
Oh, there's normally one toilet question in the session.
So it's going to be a toilet question for an astronaut. Have you made international friends, Gavin, through your passion for radio?
I have friends in South America, United States, Europe, even in Russia, which is in the news at the moment. We've got regular contact with a lot of friends that I've made on the radio over the years.
Mm. But locally, as you say, you know, the club's been strong for a number of years. How many members do you get when you have opportunities to network and catch up socially?
Well, our club membership's around 90, but that's spread throughout Australia. We have around 30 local members, and 20 of them are very, very active in doing club events and socialising and helping in the community as well.
Mm. And do you find you're getting younger members, or is it something that it's a lot of people who remember those glory days of radio that are mostly interested in being a part of the club?
Well, we've got a few younger members who've been attracted to amateur radio through the use of computers with radios, the more modern modes of operation, but their primary membership are kind of over the 45 mark. I know it's an issue that a lot of clubs have, trying to find new younger members, but it can't look too desperate. It's a bit of a turn-off for a lot of people. So we just let it happen. If a young person comes along and wants to be part of the club, we welcome them and show them how much fun radio can be.
Well, they might be listening this morning. When do you meet? And if people are interested in being a part of the club, what do they need to do?
Well, they just need to rock up to one of our regular meetings. We hold meetings on the first, second and third Tuesday of the month. Our club rooms are the old camouflage building on top of the SES headquarters in Green Street at West End there. It has a little bit of a history, originally called Project 81 in World War II. And our club rooms are there, and very welcome to come along and be part of the meeting and see what hams look like.
Yeah, I bet that's part of the attraction too, to actually see the technology you've got.
And yes, and we've got some good technology on show at the club rooms. Normally demonstrate all different modes of operating. And that's the thing with anybody who joins them at a radio, they get their license and then they head off into an area of interest for a while that might change the area. And it's an ever-evolving hobby with all the different modes that are coming online and always something to interest you.
Well, as someone who is in radio, it is great to be able to share passion with someone like yourself, Gavin, and the members of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club. You're also on Facebook, or there's a website if people want more info?
We've got a members-only Facebook site, but we've also got a general website at the tarkink.weebly.com, which people can go onto and find out more about the club.
It is so great to catch up with you. Say hi to all the members, and good luck checking in with the world. If you're speaking to Russia, if you get to speak to Vladimir Putin, maybe tell him to back off a bit and calm down. But lovely to talk to you, Gavin, and thank you for sharing your passion with us.
Thanks heaps, Michael, and have a great day.
Indeed, you too. And find out more about the Townsville Amateur Radio Club Facebook online. Go along to their meetings and also contact the Townsville Community Information Centre. They'll give you the details as well as we continue our series, Do You Know Townsville?
From the Whitsundays to the Cassowary Coast, this is ABC North Queensland.
Enjoy your day. It's 29 degrees in Townsville right now, and it is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, good morning. I'm Emma Blackwood.